Blessings, blessings, blessings. This is Dr. Angel Williams with Royal Wednesdays. I want to say blessings, blessings, blessings to everybody. I know that y'all have been waiting for me to come back, and I still love you, and I appreciate you for being patient with me. As I'm transitioning into so many things, God is really opening some doors, and God is revealing some things, and God is separating the wheat from the tear. I just wanted to get on here today and just let you know that I appreciate you for listening in. People don't understand. It means a lot to have support. You have people that don't know how to support each other. You have people that are just takers, and you have people that are users. You have people that may abuse. You have some people that mislead, misguide, different things like that. But at the same time, God has his way of blessing, and God has his way of restoring, and God has his way of getting you with people that's going to love you the same way you give out love. So with that being said, I want to let everybody know that supports me that I love you, I appreciate you, and I am praying that God continue to guide you, lead you, and protect you in this season. But we have to just remain open to God. Allow your ear to stay as God's, look at God's mouth. Allow your ear to stay at God's mouth. When God open his mouth or speak or say anything, make sure your ears is ready to receive what God has for you. So that's my prayer for everybody, that you are ready to receive everything that God has for you, because it is a sign for you. It ain't nobody can wear the shoes that you wear. It's nobody can wear the clothes that you wear. Your clothes and your shoes is personally designed for you. So again, I want to say thank you to everybody. I want you to know that I love you. I want you to know that I appreciate you. And I want you to know that we got to walk in expectancy, expecting that God to show up, expecting that God to bless, expecting that God to heal, expecting that God is going to be there, because he said in his word that he will never leave you nor will he forsake you. So we have to make sure, look, we stay in the presence of the Lord. Amen. Stay in the presence of God. So I just wanted to say that to everybody. But I love you. I love you. I love you. I love you very much. So let me say this. As of September the 9th, that is my birthday, God had for me to do a conference. It's a free conference. Yes, we will be taking up an offering, but we're going to ask in love, like, hey, if you want to bless this ministry, we would like for you to bless it. And there's no particular dollar amount. You can put a penny in it. You can put a quarter in it. At the end of the day, whatever, God is going to get the increase in this ministry. So we ask that everybody, if you do want to sow, definitely sow. We appreciate you for the sowing. And you know, God is going to bless you regardless. If you have the heart to sow and unable to, that is fine. I'm not that type of minister that I want to make people do this and make people do that. No, that's not me. If you desire to, then that's the will of God. Amen. So other than that, I just pray that everybody, if you're able to come, it is I do want to register people because I'm trying to keep a head count on the food that I'm going to prepare. But other than that, everybody is definitely welcome to come. It's limited seatings of 70 people. And I have some special guests that's coming from out of town. We have some women and men of God that are very powerful and impactful, and they spend time with God. So I definitely want you people to meet them and encounter the blessing that God has. Now, I'm going to tell you something. God has me. When I tell you, God is, he's going to have me to speak that day. And then I also have to bless two women of God that support me in ministry for the longest, and it's their time and it's their season to be anointed, and God's going to use me to anoint them for his glory. So at the end of the day, I just want you all to come and experience a blessing from the Lord. And again, I just want to say thank you. But look y'all, it's Tuesday, soon to be Wednesday. So at the same time, look, you know, I'm doing it early, but I wanted to just get over here and make sure I get started. You know what I mean? But yes, but I understand. I love everybody, and I just want y'all to stay encouraged. But listen, we talked about forgiveness. We talked about trusting God's will. We talked about listening to God. The word of God says, he says, my sheep know my voice and they follow him. At the same time, you got to know how to put your ear to God. Put your ear to God. Allow him to speak to you. Allow him to minister to you. Allow him to teach you. Allow him to educate you. Allow him to bless you. Allow him to love you. Allow him to be there for you. A lot of people are doing a lot of talking, but they're not allowing God to be there for you. Allow God to be there for you. If you say that you love him and he's your present help, allow God to be all that you need. Stop trying to be, you know, so this and that. Oh, I don't need God. I can do this by myself. No, you can't do this by yourself, because I promise you, you're going to need God. Trust me. Okay, trust me. There's a scripture in the Bible that says, oh, okay, go to the guys and see what they're going to be there for you. Go to them then. Go. Yeah, you say they're going to be there for, oh, well, go ahead then. Go ahead. And I promise you, you're going to be hollering for the one and only true God. Hello. But other than that, I just wanted to say that. You got to say that to some people, because some people got a hard head. But anyway, I love you. God bless you. And let's pray. Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus, we just want to say we thank you, Heavenly Father, for just being a blessing in your children's lives, Father God. We thank you, God. You got some people that's out here that need healing in their mind, healing in their heart, healing in their spirit. God, you are able to heal and restore. So God, we're just declaring and decreeing over your people that you give them a divine refresher, Lord God, where you're able to heal them on the inside, Father God. Allow your anointing, Lord God, to saturate them on the inside, Lord God, and purify their hearts and purify their mind, regulate their minds, Father God. Lord, we just ask that you anoint them from the top of their head to the soles of their feet. God, just have your way in your people's lives, Father God. We speak against every tactic of the enemy that comes to kill, steal, and destroy. God, we denounce every wicked witch or warlock that has something to say about your children. God, we destroy every word that was spoken against your children in this season, God. They shall live and not die. They shall prosper, Lord God. They shall do as you require for them to do. They shall live how you require for them to live. God, they shall be able to stand on the wall, Lord God, like Nehemiah, Father God, not come down until everything is established. So, God, I just want to say I thank you, Father God, for the Judas people. I thank you, Father God, for the ones that stabbed me in the back. I thank you, Father God, for the ones that talked about me, Lord God, and scandalized my name, God. But I thank you, Lord God, for elevating me and shifting the atmosphere around me, Father God. Lord, I thank you for the divine people that were sent to me, Father God, to just pour a seed into me. So God, I just thank you for, God, for the ones that pour seed into the ministry, Father God. I thank you for the ones that's faithful, Lord God, to your children. And God, I just ask that your will be done within this ministry. Continue to bless, Father God, highly bless divine ministries, Father God. Continue, Lord God, to lift up the staff, Father God. Continue, Lord God, to allow your will to be done, Father God. And as I connect with other leaders, God, I ask that you bless every leader that gets attached to me, Father God. Your chosen disciples in this season, God, equip your disciples, God. Equip them, Lord God, to stand strong on your will and your way, God. And I just want to say I thank you, Heavenly Father, for being faithful and being so kind, God. I thank you, Lord God, for your grace, your mercy, God. I thank you, Lord God, for opening doors that no man can close. God, I thank you, Lord God, for shifting the atmosphere, God. Lord, I thank you, Lord God, for just being a way maker out of no way, God. I thank you, Lord God, for answering prayers, Father God. I thank you, Lord God, for healing the bodies of the sick, Father God. I thank you, Lord God, for giving the leaders, Lord God, leadership to be able to speak a thing, Father God, and it does come forth, God. I thank you, Lord God, for your faithfulness, God. I thank you, Lord God, for your love, God. I thank you, Lord God, for everything that you have blessed us with, Father God. And I ask that you continue to bless your children. Continue to equip them, Lord God, with your word, God. Continue to teach them, guide them, and lead them, Lord God, down the right path. And Lord, I just want to say I thank you, Heavenly Father, for all that you are doing and still doing, God. And I ask that your will be done. In the mighty name of Jesus, I pray. God, amen, amen, and amen. Yay, Yahshua, I thank you, Lord God. El Shaddai. Lord, I thank you, God. We have to learn how to give God all the praise and all the honor. Understand that God is the way, and he's the truth, and he's the life. We are the way people. We are the way people, and we got to follow the way of Christ. We got to follow God. I don't care what people may say. We got to follow God. Hello, both say. We got to follow God. Listen to me, y'all. Follow God. No, regardless of what they may say, follow him. Amen. Don't follow no other God, because there ain't no other God should be before the one and only true God. Amen. I love you. God bless you. And have a wonderful, magnificent day. Wednesday is in the middle of the week. At the end of the day, you got something to praise God for. If you are able to wake up with all your limbs, if you're able to open your eyes, that's something to be thankful for. So make sure you're thankful. Make sure you're giving him all the praise and all the honor. In Jesus' name, amen. I love you. God bless you. Y'all stay encouraged, and I will be on next week. God bless.